Yo, what up, 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 what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man, on this Sunday? All I gotta say is, man, God is good. You know what I'm saying? God is good, God is great. He always on time, and he is never late, man, on this Sunday. But just unfortunately, man, we are going through this COVID-19. It is the coronavirus pandemic, and on the line right now, you know, I got the player's coach, man, Tyrell Cummins. Woo! And also, man, I met this guy here at Texas Tech University out of Lubbock, Texas. Man, his name is Michael Black. And right now, he is actually on the front line working the COVID-19 coronavirus cases, man. Let's put some hands together for Michael Black. Choo, 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 choo. What up, man?
Oh, man, happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me on.
Alrighty, that's what's up, man. Say, let's give a shout out to my homeboy, the player's coach, Bacon College, Chubb Rock. What up, man?
Man, what's going on, Pete? Mike, it's nice to meet you, Mike.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, man, and just to go ahead and introduce the show, man, the show is called Soar With Me. I came up with this idea when I was back in college, man. Nonprofit turned it into a business and found a passion for radio and I've learned to do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. And right now, in this 2020 pandemic, the coronavirus, COVID-19, and on the front line, Mr. Michael Black. Right now, he's a PA, but when we first met, we was here at Texas Tech. He was helping out. I was here on scholarship, and he was helping out with the the sports medicine. And Michael Black, and how is it nowadays, man, working there on the front line in New York?
It's definitely pretty crazy. So everything obviously is unprecedented. Never been through this before. The closest thing to this would be like 1918. They had the Spanish flu that lasted for a year and a half or so. And this is probably the closest thing to it. But the way this thing blew up in a span of a couple of months, it's pretty wild. And just being out here, I work in a hospital setting. It's been crazy. I'm taking care of COVID patients. And, we're getting through it. But it's a process, I'll say that.
Yeah, man, and one thing, as I'm learning, as being a man, and now you're a man and have a fiance and just having an 18-year-old kid, and one thing we have to learn to do is adapt. And what a lot of people don't know, like I know, like not down here in this area, but they know where you work at, that you have an 18-month-year-old and month old, and you just you had your baby, and then you had to, like, right before the coronavirus hit.
Well, I was formerly an athletic trainer. That's what goes back to our Tech days, and I was a graduate assistant at Tech. Learned a lot there. Continued to be an athletic trainer when I left, and then made the decision that I wanted to advance my career a little bit further. Decided to become a PA. Some years later, mm-hmm. probably, let's see, about 6 years later, and went to school 2006 and then graduated, 2016, graduated 2018, December. And so I've been working as a PA for the last year and some change. I started at my current hospital in March of 2019. So we're just over a year in.
Oh, okay, man. And how you enjoying it?
I love it. So, PAs are broad-based. We work in all areas of medicine. We're trained as primary care providers in the sense that we learn all of medicine, similar to medical doctors, but it's just in a condensed format. But, due to healthcare in the United States, we have a lot of subspecialties. So I actually work in orthopedic surgery. A lot of times I'm assisting surgeons in actually orthopedic sports medicine cases. But then because of this whole pandemic, our hospital was forced to help out the community, adapt, as you say. That's a good word. And elective surgeries were pretty much canceled. So instead of being involved in surgery, all of a sudden I'm managing patients on the floors that come in and are sick with coronavirus and need, let's say, oxygen. So they're managed.
Okay.
COVID patients mainly are because they need it. They have an oxygen requirement, and that's not something, obviously, you can get at home unless you're in a monitored hospital setting.
Okay, I got you right there, man. And with that being said, and with the coronavirus patients needing oxygen and you having a background of being in sports medicine, and with someone and someone who's right now, you know, baseball season has been postponed, so is basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And say an athlete come in and you assist him, like before he goes like into the back and he tells you he's an athlete, and then you see that he's been positive for the coronavirus, like how
mm-hmm.
what are some ways that you can see, that you've seen firsthand, how can he adapt to get back to the game?
That's a good question. Obviously, you know, sports are on hold right now, and the one thing that you have to consider is that this virus has a true extremes. For primarily 80% of people, they're going to get symptoms, which, you know, we're all kind of fooled with when we first heard, oh, it's just going to be like the flu, and that was because it's a virus, and the most extreme virus we can think of would be on a yearly basis is that people get the flu. It sucks, you know, but we get through it. But then this has kind of had a full spectrum. So for, like I say, 80% of people will just be at home. They may have extreme muscle aches, fatigue, shortness of breath, fever, and a cough, maybe decreased sense of smell or taste, but they mostly get better. There's some patients that, you know, have extreme shortness of breath where they can't get up and go from the couch to the bathroom or walk up a flight of steps. And that may be an athlete. And all of a sudden they're like, well, what's going on? And that requires further assessment. But then there's also like a 5% of the population that has extreme trouble breathing. They're not able to be managed on low level or low flow oxygen. And then they end up needing high flow oxygen. And if that persist for a period of time, then they end up needing to be either intubated, put on a ventilator, and even some of those patients are ended up needing to get a tracheostomy or a tube placed through their throat. So there's a wide range, but sticking to sports, the biggest thing would be to stay home and rest, you know, just like if you had the flu. It's symptomatic treatment. What that means is, you know, chicken soup, hydration, fluid, and treat that fever, and treat a fever with Tylenol at this point with
stay
this virus.
Off the thing. Yeah, stay off the feet, and otherwise, Chubb Rock, he's letting them know you're going to have, they, hey, no, don't do nothing physical. Do something mental, like the Little Giants. And okay, we're going to have to put up a highlight video together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what?
For sure. So I think it's on the back burner, but most athletes are going to be okay.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, we're seeing patients in the hospital in their 30s, which is pretty remarkable.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah,
it seems like it's taking the youth down too as well, like the middle-aged people, and that's what I wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. What's some of the most craziest things, man, have you seen firsthand?
Yeah, I mean, just seeing people on ventilators and trached, it's pretty crazy. The biggest underlying factors are people that have hypertension or high blood pressure, people that are obese, people that have diabetes is what they're finding so far. But, you know, there's so much that still needs to be studied. There's so much that's currently being studied. I will say that, you know, I am on the front lines. I am seeing patients and trying to treat this, but there's a whole spectrum of care, you know, whether it's in the emergency room, whether that's patients that are admitted to the hospital and on the floor, but then there's a level beyond that that requires ICU or intensive care unit. Now, I'm not involved in the intensive care unit. Primarily, that's run by our anesthesiologist team because they're used to managing the airways. When patients have surgery, they manage the airways either with spinal anesthesia or with general anesthesia, and they're the ones that are most apt for that. But really just the toughest thing is when these patients are in the hospital, they're secluded. There's no visitors that are coming in. There is technology, obviously, FaceTime and Zoom and things like that, that are allowing people to have access to family members. But it's obviously, you know, the human interaction. And if someone is not able to speak and is in their younger years and, you know, had no idea something like this could happen, I think that's the part that makes you take a step back and say, you know, we need to all play our part, be as safe as we can, keep away from others that you don't live with. You know, the whole social distancing thing,
mm-hmm.
It is important, you know, staying away from people outside, but more so inside when you're in a confined space. That's when you're most apt to get this disease. If you're in a closed space with people you don't live with, that's how the virus can mostly spread.
Oh, wow, man. So, yeah, that's why, man, what they say, stay about, 6 feet from one another? And Mr. Black, what have you ever had to keep someone from seeing someone from their family because they're one of their family members have been affected?
Well, I mean, just generally speaking, that's how it goes. If someone comes into the hospital and they're admitted, there's no visitors that are allowed. So that's pretty much the standard, and that's from what I would expect to be happening all across the country. You know, I haven't had specific instances where, you know, a patient comes in because I'm not in an emergency room setting or in an ICU setting. But in those situations where a patient needs to have a tube put down into their lungs or intubated, that decision is usually made quickly, and there's not much time before that happens. And with that being said, they may not be able to say goodbye to their loved ones, and a sad reality of this whole pandemic.
I got you, man. For somebody working on the front line, what's the most things that's challenging to you to protect yourself and your family?
You know, early on, I guess it's the unknown. So early on, we're all worried about, do we have enough protective equipment to take care of patients? I'm fortunate. I work at what I would consider an elite institution, a place that is able to secure appropriate PPE and protect the staff. And we've had constant communication from either it be infectious disease doctors or top surgeons, other specialists that are keeping us up to date with the most informative and the best information to help us do our jobs.
I got you on that, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Black, man, you're up there on the East Coast. I know you guys are getting it hard up there in New York. I think you guys have got it like the worst here in the U.S. And mm-hmm. I know today you were telling me today is your family day. And I was just wondering, the players coach, Chubb, yeah, you got anything for Mr. Black right here, man, concerning like some baseball questions for when it comes to sports?
I guess, you know, I think everything you've been covering, you know, is just pretty much just taking everything pretty much a little bit more serious than, you know, as we have been. Because
mm-hmm.
I know it's every bit of real. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, Mr. Black. I understand. I appreciate you, you know, giving out this type of information because, yeah, this, you know, right now we're slowly starting to open back up. And, you know, everyone's going to take precautions, you know, being with so many people around.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, and down here
in Texas, I'm someone that loves sports myself, so I totally get it. You know, I've been around sports from my athletic training. I'm still involved in sports and sports medicine. For the time being, that's on hold. I'm someone that is an avid sports fan. I watch all sports on TV. So it is a tough time. It is something we want to get back to, you know, keeping up with general fitness and all of that, staying in shape, I think is great, doing it in an open space and even getting back to practices. I think, you know, just kind of thinking outside of the box and having coaches try to, just like you prep your practice in terms of what drills you're going to do, you got to prep in terms of ways to protect the team going forward.
And
yeah, man,
you know,
that's cool. And Mr. Now go ahead, Chip.
Okay. No, I'm saying I've been hearing also, you know, professional sports are getting ready to open back up, and then I'm hearing, I guess, what are they not going to have fans attend, or do y'all know much about that?
I've heard that, you know, that's an interesting topic, or whether they're spaced out. I saw one picture of like Japanese baseball, and whether it was like cardboard cutouts in the stands, or patients just, not patients, but fans just just spaced out, you know. So there's different ways to get creative with it. Whatever, what's right, what's wrong, it's hard to say. You know, every sport is different. We think
right.
about football and the linemen and really all the players, you're kind of on top of each other play after play. So I think
right.
every sport is a little bit different to see. I think opening safely probably does mean that it starts without fans. And the whole thing is that, again, it's unprecedented times. It's unknown. Err on the side of caution. And if anything, we're trying to prevent a second wave because, you know, there's already been over
right.
66,000 deaths. I mean, that's a significant number in the United States alone. In New York, we have over 23,000 of those deaths, and it's continuing to rise. That was a couple of days ago, last I checked. So when you really process that, you know, everything around all of us may seem okay. Even in its craziest times, but I think you have to take a step back and say, you know, this isn't made up. There's people dying, and what can we do to prevent more death?
Right, because, man, because, like, man, like we say in the hood, it gets real in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
And just one more question before I let you go. Man, every life is important. Yeah, we know that, man, and we all sports guys here. But if it's one player that you can protect from getting the coronavirus this baseball season, who would it be?
I mean, that's Gerrit Cole. He's the investment for the New York Yankees. So let it be him. Keep him safe.
See, I knew you was a big time Yankee fan. That's what's up, man. Well, shout out to you, Mr. Black, man. Thank you for being on my show. Soar with me. Thank you, Mr. Chubb Rock, to you as well, man. It's Sunday, man. It's God's day. It's the day of rest. You know what I'm saying? So, tell your family, Mr. Black, man. Have a great night. And I don't know if you guys have had dinner yet, but that's what we're about to get ready and do. And I got some ribs on the grill. Risky,
I love that. Well, PDP, I commend you on the entrepreneurial stuff that you've been doing. I've been watching from afar for the last 10 years, and I know you're a hustler. You put in the time. You reach out. I'm happy to help in any way I can. If you guys want to have me back, please reach out, and hope to catch up with you off the air in depth a little bit further. But, Chubb, nice meeting you as well, and
yes,
stay safe.
Too.
And we'll get back to sports as soon as we can.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you, Mr. Black, man. You keep it up on the front line, and I'll probably go to God, man. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll see y'all. Have a great one.
You too.
Alrighty, man. All right, Chubb Rock, you have a good one too as well, man. Thank you, man. I'll catch up with you too later as well.
Yes, sir, man. It's always a great time, Pete. I'll holler at you later.
Already, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the players, Coach Chubb Rock right there out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, Bacon College, man. Mr. Black, too, as well, Michael Black. He was a sports trainer here at Texas Tech. I got to know him real well, man. I was actually injury-prone here at Texas Tech. Seemed like he was always something, so I got a chance to know the trainers and spent a lot of time in Muscle Beach. That's where all the injured players would be at. So he was from New York, and at that time, 50 Cent was hot at that time. You know what I'm saying? You remember before 50 Cent, it was Ja Rule, but I thought I was 50 Cent back in the day, and you know that we got talking outside of sports to music and things like that, man. But to hear him out on the front line right now when doing his thing and And like he said, he's been staying in touch for the last 10 years, man. It's been really crazy. And you know, at the end of the day, it's really a small world. So they say it's not what you do to people, it's how you make people feel. So that's what it's all about, man. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. And all I got to say is, man, one of my favorite songs right here is Miss Nicki Minaj, man. And I like to say this is like my theme song. And
But I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them. Me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. Since you become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jays and Kanye.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj right there, man. Also this Sunday, it is the last dance. Yes, man. It's a 10-part docu-series about Michael Jordan in the Chicago Bulls 1998 legendary season. It's called The Last Dance. And coming to find out, almost a drama for your mama living in the sauna. Why they gotta do this? Oh, no, I'm just playing. But yeah, I cannot wait to watch it tonight. You guys, stay safe, be safe, do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. Peace and love. And I'm out. This your boy, PDP.